Chapter 2. I sat in front of the fire, the heat radiating from the flames, making the area dry, but also a little bit uncomfortable. The warmth that spread away from the flames did nothing to make me feel any better. Several days had passed since I'd seen the dragons surrounding the other, and in that time I hadn't uncovered another attack. We'd searched, though. I believed there would be another attack. With what I'd seen, I had to believe there would be more. Though I'd removed Murtar from Thomas, either he'd been tainted again, or I had never taken that taint out of him the way that I'd believed. How many other dragons had suffered because of what Thomas and the other dragon mages were doing, all while I refused to intervene? I could have. I knew that I could have. But I had not. It left me feeling helpless, useless, and it left me questioning whether this was really the path I was supposed to be following. That was what the servant had suggested I find. Every so often I would look up, think that I heard or felt something, but I realized I hadn't. Whatever I believed was out there was more in my imagination than it was real. Asanli watched me the way that she had ever since we returned from the kingdom, though she hadn't pushed me. Either she understood the difficulty I had, or she simply didn't know what to do. Perhaps both. The fire crackled against the darkness of the bleak and barren night sky. A haze hung over everything, giving a cloudy appearance to the sky, almost as if there was a smear of smoke covering the land. I knew that to be my imagination, that it was simply the clouds lying low over the sky and nothing more, but it did nothing to ease my mind.
"How long do you intend to sit there staring at that fire like that, Ashan?"
I looked over to see Asanli standing with her arms crossed over her chest, watching me. She had a hard face, lean features, and deep auburn hair, as if the fire had kissed her directly. She had the black robes of the Vard wrapped around her, the rough fabric pulled tight around her trim figure. "As long as I want to," I said, turning my attention back to the flame.
"Do you think you will find answers staring at it?"
"No," I said.
"Then why do you do it?"
"Because I have questions."
"But you said you don't think you will find answers."
I turned my attention back to the fire, back to what I stared at, and shook my head. "I don't think that I will find answers," I said. And I wanted to, though. I had been staring at it, struggling to try to come up with some sort of answer as to what I might learn, but even as I stared, I could come up with nothing. Just the distant feeling of the dragons working through the cycle, though that was no longer surprising to me. There were a dozen dragons, dragons that I had restored after having freed them from the influence of Murtar, and all of them were connected to me now, which should have been reassuring. But they were a dozen dragons that were different from the ones I had once been connected to. More than that, though, it felt as if I had abandoned some part of myself in coming here.
"Come along,"
Asanli said. "Where would you have me go?"
"The fact that you ask is reason enough for me to bring you with me."
"That I ask is reason enough for you to tell me," I said. She smiled, and I had a sense of more than just amusement glittering in her eyes. I had a sense of the power that she possessed, something that suggested to me great strength, but more than just strength. "Are you going to try to force me to connect to Aphela again?"
"You have done it once," she said.
I had actually connected to Aphela more than that, which she knew. Surprisingly, or perhaps not surprisingly, it had been easier to connect to Aphela in the Vard lands, where I was able to use that power in a way that allowed me to find something more, to bridge to something greater. When I had connected to Aphela in the kingdom, it had been in a place where I wasn't surprised that I would even feel that power. Now that I was aware of it and could feel it, I was all too certain that there had to be more to it than I had known about before. I only did it when I was trying to connect with it.